Welcome to Sooner Politics Weekend Report. I'm David Vann. We're glad to have you with us this weekend. Hope you're staying warm. It's been quite a February, hasn't it? Let's get right into our first story. Gun rights restored in Oklahoma. This has been a big week at the Capitol, and we're just going to scratch the surface of it tonight. Let's talk about our lead story. If you see the collection of lawmakers and lobbyists and activists here in the picture, you'll notice a young woman with a man standing behind her left shoulder. Well, the young woman is, of course, a freshman legislator, a former legislative assistant. Her name is Denise Crosswhite Hayter. But it's the fellow over her left shoulder I want to talk about. That's Don Spencer. Don's having a bumper crop year of harvesting for hard work at the Capitol. Now, Don's not the only one working there, but he's written a lot of bills. He's gotten a lot of support from all of these lawmakers over the years. Some of these are current lawmakers, some are brand new, some of them have left public service, but they've all had a hand in crafting our Oklahoma gun policy initiative. Now, what's happened this week? We basically got constitutional carry, sort of. If you notice the fellow way over there on your, I guess it'd be your right, Nathan Dom, he actually authored a bill last year, Senate Bill, was it 1212, I think, or Senate Bill 12. Anyway, it last minute passed the House passed the Senate, went to the governor after they adjourned for the session, and the governor vetoed it. Well, it's back. Now, Senator Dom's Senate bill did not actually get this quick action. It was actually the action in the House. Way in the back in the middle is the floor, majority floor leader, John Eccles. And John worked really hard on this. He's got quite a bit of help from some of these other men in the picture, including Sean Roberts to his immediate right, your left, Sean there in the back, Tom Gann way over there on your left, was a part of it. A new guy right next to Tom in front there is Representative Jim Olson, and front and center there is Senator David Ballard. These are some of the people that pushed really hard on this, and they got it done. Governor Kevin Stitt signed his first legislation into law this week. It was this bill. Here's what it does. Whereas you used to need to go to classes all day long, bring your own gun, bring your own ammunition, pass the class, get all the paperwork, then you go down to your sheriff, you pay him a bunch more money after you paid for the class money. Doesn't matter that your mom and dad, you know, and grandpa and grandma already taught you how to shoot. That's not good enough, or wasn't good enough for the state. You had to go through this class. And then you get your fingerprints so that the government has more information on your private biodata. Then you have to send off, pay about $250 to the state, and eventually you get a license, not a liberty. Remember, a liberty is something guaranteed to us in the Constitution. A license is something we have to buy that which would otherwise be illegal. It's time we restored our rights. What this does is give you the right to carry arms without going through all the hoops, paying all the money, having the pieces of paper. You are assumed to have a right to keep and bear arms. Now, there are going to be a few limits. Mind you, the Constitution itself says you shall not be deprived of these rights without due process of law. What is that? That means if you've been convicted of abusing others with your rights, you lose your rights. If you've harmed people, if you're a violent felon, you've lost that right. If you've proven to be so mentally unstable that you pose a threat to others and the courts have had to intervene in mental health issues, you lose that right. This is as it should be. This right belongs to emancipated adults. Doesn't belong to a five-year-old. Again, these are the things that we do to ensure safety. So, given all that, now what you have the right to do as of November 1st, this goes into effect, then you'll be able to carry arms to protect yourself. That means the mother that has an emergency protective order to protect her and or her kids can now go to the park or go for a walk in the neighborhood and carry without all the paperwork. Most of our emergencies where we have to protect ourselves don't give us a month's advance notice. No, we have to carry now when the emergency comes upon us. So this is a great week. This is our headline. Let's come back with page 2 after this message.